These are our core values. The first one is called authentic worship. And in that one, what we value and what we hope to encourage here at Gospel Grace Church is the magnification of the greatness and glory of God. And so when you come here, I really hope that your hearts are prepared to authentically worship. It says in John chapter 4, God, have you ever thought about this? What is God looking for? I mean, we look for things all the time, like maybe you looked for your keys this morning, or maybe you looked for the snooze button this morning. I mean, you were looking for all kinds of things. But what is God looking for? It says in John chapter 4 that God is looking for worshipers who will worship in spirit and in truth. And so one of our core values here at Gospel Grace Church is authentic worship. Secondly, our second core value is Christian community. And you're going to see that some of the things we're going to be doing this summer are really an endeavor that's built off of this core value of Christian community. We want to bring Christians together in real life community. You were not designed to live by yourself, to do this Christian journey on your own, to be a maverick or a recluse and kind of do your own thing. That's not how the Bible presents Christianity. Christianity is done in community. And that's really why he designed the church. That's why he calls us members of a body. You're not supposed to be a finger that's severed and set on the floor over there, or a foot that's chopped off and left in the corner. You're supposed to be connected to a body, because life in Christianity is supposed to be life in community. And so we value Christian community, and we want to promote that in the workings of our church. We want life-touching life relationships. And we don't want that just from the pastors to the congregants. We want that to happen in between believers. So like your life is touching someone else's life, and you're studying God's word, and you're encouraging one another and edifying one another. And that's part of Christian community. Third one is committed discipleship. So our third core value is committed discipleship. And that line just says this: to be a disciple means you're a disciple maker. So if you truly are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you are someone who's saying, come follow Christ with me. That's what a true follower does. He doesn't just like look forward and do his own thing following Christ. He actually invites people to come with and helps people come with. So to be a disciple is to be a disciple maker. And so when we think about that core value, we have to ask ourselves, who am I discipling? So you should be being discipled, and you should be discipling. A disciple is a disciple maker, and we're committed to discipleship. The fourth one is intentional evangelism. Because of the compelling love of Christ, we want to be intentional in reaching people. When you think about a church plant, you really have to think about the fact that if we don't reach out, we die. So this is not just a worship center, it's a witness center. Like, we're actually supposed to go out. That's what Jesus said to his disciples before his ascension. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. And so we want to be intentional about evangelism. You should be praying. I just want to challenge you. Maybe you don't have this on your prayer list. I want to challenge you to add it. You should be praying for people in your sphere of influence that you can have gospel conversations with and you can build redemptive relationships with, because you want to be intentional about evangelism. That includes all of us. That's not a pastoral function. That's really a commission for all believers. And especially we think about church planting. That's what we want to do in this city. We want to see people rescued from the kingdom of darkness. We want to see them transferred into the kingdom of the dear Son of His love. And so we need to be intentional about that. So if you're at the gas station, if you're at the mall, if you're at work, if you're talking to your neighbor across the fence, we want to be intentional about that. That's one of our core values. Another one is mercy and compassion. Because we've been shown so much mercy, we really want to show mercy to others. I think sometimes, maybe in our hearts, we get busy or we get hurt. And so we pull in. So maybe you're so busy with life, you're just worried about your stuff. Or maybe you've been hurt by life, and so you no longer give out and make yourself vulnerable. But we've been shown so much mercy by our Lord. And when you've been loved much, you learn how to love. Jesus put it this way. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. And so because of the greatness of the mercy Christ has shown us, we value mercy and compassion. So some of the things we're going to do this summer are actually going to be acts of mercy for people in our city. Or like we're striving to be merciful towards, we just were over at the Pregnancy Resource Center. There are some couples in the city who are young couples who find themselves in a situation they didn't intend. And they need help, and they need to make right choices, and they need counsel. Well, we could spurn them, or we could love them. And so we want to be part of mercy and compassion in this city. It's one of our core values. Fifth one is evident faith. We really want to cultivate lives that are characteristic of faith. Paul said this. He said, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And so we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Those who are truly justified live that way. And so we are constantly wanting to cultivate this, this reflection of our own lives that says, what am I doing right now that is an endeavor of faith? Is there anything that's risky? And I don't mean stupid risk. I mean really putting yourself towards the unknown and the unseen for the cause of Christ. Or is everything planned out? And if it's not planned out and you don't know all the answers, then you don't do it. Well, then you're probably not living by faith, right? Because faith, the two elements of faith are not yet and not seen. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. And are you being pushed in your Christian life to live by faith in some measure? Can you identify it? Do you know what it is? How are you being stretched in faith? Because that's supposed to be the air we breathe. It's not supposed to be an occasional endeavor. It's supposed to be how we live. And so we value that, and we want to cultivate evident faith at Gospel Grace Church. Another one of our core values is a commitment to holiness. And that is, it is one thing to know truth. It is an entirely different thing to live truth. And that is that there are a lot of people who can theologize. That's the verbal form of theology. There are a lot of people that can theologize. They can talk lofty things about God and about systems, about this and that, but you look at their life and it's riddled with sin and worldliness. No, God has called people to be set apart. He has called us to be holy. Why? Because he is holy. Be holy, for I am holy. And so we value a commitment to personal holiness. God has called us out by grace, and we're taught by grace how to live holy lives. Now, I just want to hover on that for a second. There is a distinction, because there could be other people who stand up front and say, hey, you need to be committed to holiness. And here's this rule, and 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 this rule. And if you follow all these rules, then you'll be holy. Well, I'm going to pop your bubble this morning. You can't follow all those rules. Your holiness is going to come by the work of God's grace in your life. In Titus chapter 2, it says, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, godly. Don't those sound like holiness? Soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. How are we taught to live holy? It's through the grace of God. And that's why it's part of the core of our name here. It's Gospel Law Church. No, it's Gospel Grace Church. Because the grace of God is powerful enough to teach you how to live holy lives. And so we live by that grace instead of by the guilt of the law. We do not want to motivate people by guilt. We want people to be fueled by grace. You've been given so much. God is so good. He's so worth it. So live for him, right? And so one of our core values then is a commitment to holiness, motivated by God's grace. We want to be eternally minded in our stewardship. And so what we have and what we acquire, we want to invest in eternal things. There are some things that won't last, and there are some things that will. And we want, when people come to this church, we want them to see that our resources are invested in things that last. So that will influence some of the decisions we make along the way. But what we put our time towards and what we put our money towards, we want to put it into things that last. Eternally minded stewardship. And then purposeful multiplication. Do you know that one of the core values of Gospel Grace Church is that we would be able to plant other churches? We want this to be a church planting church. And that is that this isn't the end game. This is the beginning, the first step. And so this valley needs lots of gospel preaching churches. It needs light in this valley, and we want to be part of that. So I hope that the Lord grows us to the point in this location that we're able to say to ourselves, you know what? I think that maybe we need to start another service in another location. So we keep running this one, and then the Lord opens another part of the city that we begin to run another one. And I think the Lord's going to do that, and I think he's going to bring us laborers to help us do that. And so we want to be purposeful in our multiplication. Here's the final one, and that is this. We want to be committed to scriptural truth. And I wanted to make this one the last one because I want to show you some things about God's word, and I want to teach you just for a moment this morning about how we should respond to God's word in our life. But we want to be committed. One of our core values here at Gospel Grace Church is a commitment to scriptural truth. Do you know, if you are not tethered to God's word, and I want you to think of yourself like a tether ball, and so there's this pole, and there's a ball, but it's connected by a rope or a chain, and it's tethered, it's anchored to that pole. And so you can hit that thing, and you can hit it hard, but it's not gonna fly off into the cornfield, right? It's just going to wrap around this pole because it's tethered to it. If you are not tethered to God's word, then you're like a bobber floating in the ocean. What do you mean by that? Well, you're going to be blown about by the winds. The different waves are going to come, and you're going to be rocked this way or rocked that way. Things are going to come by and push you one way or push you the other way. Your life is going to be a mess. You're going to be unstable in all of your ways because you're not tethered to God's word. And so here we make much of God's word. I think it's important in this valley, especially, that you are tethered to God's word. Because there are a lot of people who claim to believe this, but they do not know this. They may even quote this the wrong way to you. And you need to really be anchored in this. They may try to add to this, and you need to know this. And so here, we want to make much of God's word. We are committed to scriptural truth. So where do we encounter God's word, the Bible? Well, I would suggest on the left-hand side, you're going to encounter it through preaching, you're going to encounter it through teaching, through counsel when you're talking to one another, God's word, and then through personal study. And when you encounter God's word in these ways, you have to really come to these conclusions. Number one, this is God's word. You say, well, didn't you just say that? It's the Bible, it's God's word. Yeah, but stop, because we say that a lot like an idiom, like open God's word to you, Psalm chapter, right? Like open God's word. Stop for a second. Just think to yourself. God is speaking to you. It's not about Lucas speaking to you. Who cares what Lucas says? When this thing is opened, this is actually the creator of all things, the one who transcends time, the one who holds eternity in his hand. He's speaking to you. So when you open this, or when you study this, or when this is spoken to one another, we have to say this. This is God's word. God's word, number two, works. Isn't it funny how when we get in trouble or trial, or we hit some sort of suffering or some sort of perplexity, or we have some sort of question, we run into all these other places. Someone help me find an answer. Call a friend. This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? Pull the audience. No, go to God's word because God's word works. And then finally, God's word needs to change my walk. Really, it needs to change my life. So it's not enough to come and listen and admit that it's truth and it comes from God. It actually has to do something. Otherwise, we're like James. Remember, he says you're like a person who looks into a mirror. You see your hair. Like Mark, you go to a mirror, you see your hair is all messed up, right? Your hair is all messed up, right? And then you walk away, and you're like, oh, well. Or you do the little breath test. You know, oh, man. You're like, man, that's terrible, right? Or your wife tells you it's terrible, and you're like, oh, well, and you walk away. No, stop. Do something about it, right? And so when we encounter God's word, he wants us to actually put it into action and apply it to our lives. And so here at Gospel Grace Church, we're committed to God's word. And I just want to encourage you, the different venues where God's word interacts with your life, receive it that way. Call it God's word. Admit that it works and apply it to your life. Well, I'd like to go through a few things that are going to happen this summer in the next 5 minutes or so. There's some things that are going to be different and exciting, things you can pray about and look forward to here at Gospel Grace Church. So, one is our Plenty in 20 is going to switch over. Pastor John is going to finish up the Gospel Defined in a few weeks. And then when he finishes, Nick, and he's our pastoral assistant, Nick Higgins, he's going to start a series on the names of God. And that's going to carry us through the summer. And so I don't know if you've ever done a study on that, and even if you have, it is going to be fresh and refreshing to you to find out more about your God. And so Nick is going to lead us through a Names of God study this summer. We're also going to have something this summer for the kids. It's called Backyard Bible Clubs. It's going to run from June 18th through July 23rd on Tuesdays. And it will be held at our house. It'll be during the day. It'll be like from 10:30 till 12 o'clock. And it's going to be held at our house. And we're going to try to invite friends. We're going to have canvassing that'll go out all around the Liberty Park area. And we're going to try to host this at our house, build relationships with parents, get to meet kids in the area, and teach them about God's word. And also disciple our own children through the summer. So there's going to be things like puppet shows, Bible stories, fun songs, crafts, games, friends, prizes, all that. Backyard Bible Club, that's coming. We're also in our community groups. Those are going to come to an end on, I believe it's June 5th is the last time that we're going to meet in community groups, June 5th. And then the following week, on June 14th, a Friday, we're going to begin meeting in the park. We had prayed about and thought about and talked about changing the day from Wednesday to Friday in the park. Because then people could come from work. You'd come from work. We're going to have grills out there. We'll grill some hot dogs and have some chips. And people can just come in and come to Liberty Park, eat some hot dogs and chips, fellowship with one another. And then we gather up for some music. We've bought some portable, they're called Voyagers, so that we can actually have the music in the park there. So we'll have some music and singing. We'll have some prayer time. And then we'll have just a focused challenge from God's word that goes for about 10 to 15 minutes in the park. And then from there, then you can spread. I mean, you can go play ultimate frisbee with your friends. You can play kickball in the park. I would love to throw one of those balls at some of you. Just bam! Some of you would probably love to throw one at me. But we could play kickball, or we could go do ultimate frisbee, or you can break off and go to an ice cream shop, or do whatever you'd like, because it's a Friday night. And so that's what we're hoping to do in Liberty Park. Last year when we did this, every week it seemed like we had gospel conversations with people who just stopped to listen, people who just wondered what was going on. Sometimes we had people that would join us for prayer or needed prayer, and they would come and say, could you pray with me or pray for me? And so we're hoping to do that this summer in Liberty Park. We also have something called Plant Camp. This has been mentioned, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. Our goal is to reach more than 10,000 homes in the city this summer with news about our church being here and about the gospel being proclaimed in this place. And so our plan is to reach more than 10,000. We have 150 partners coming to the city from 8 different churches. It's probably more than 150. It's going to be probably just under 200 when you put all the sponsors in there and all of that. But they're coming from 8 different churches, and they want to proclaim, serve, and inform in our city and really help serve Gospel Grace Church. So pray about that. That's going to start. And we would love to have people involved. This is not just them come and they serve our church. These are opportunities for us to join in with that and serve. And so you can be part of the proclaiming. You can be part of the serving. And maybe you have some different gifts and you'd like to help. Like you'd like to do one of the snack times and just host that for the group that's there that week. You can do that. Or maybe you want to be part of the evangelistic outreach and you can join in and do that. Or maybe you want to join us in the evenings when we're doing sessions and listen in on some of the teaching that's going to happen for these groups coming in. You can do that. And so we'll make the schedule available to you in the upcoming weeks, and you can pick which parts you'd like to join during the plant camps this summer. We also have 2 people that are coming in, and then we have a couple that's coming as well. So I want to introduce the two singles that are coming and just read something that they wrote just recently. This is Laura Kennedy. She was here for 6 weeks last fall. She helped. She's finishing traveling with Will Galkin, and she's moving to the city to help here at the church. She wrote this just this last week. It's my desire to be an active member of the church by evangelizing the lost, discipling and being discipled by fellow believers, using my gifts to serve the body and ultimately glorify God in my worship to him. I praise God that he's given me an opportunity to be part of Gospel Grace Church. So she's moving here in just a couple weeks. And so pray for her. I put some prayer things that you can pray for Laura as she gets here. Pray for safety as she travels across the country. Pray that God would give her a job. She's really praying for a job. So pray for that. Or if you know of some or whatever, feed that information. She needs a job where she can build redemptive relationships, settling into a new place, and just peace in that. So she's coming to a new city by herself. And then ministry fruitfulness. This is Jonathan Jarrett. He was here also at the during the fall for 6 weeks. And he's moving here in just a few weeks as well. He's going to be another one of our pastoral interns. He's going to be pursuing distance learning in seminary, and he wants to be trained for pastoral ministry. And so he just kind of writes about that. For some time, I've sensed God leading me to go to help Gospel Grace Church. He's opened doors for other ministries along the way, but each time he's reaffirmed my heart that I should be Utah bound. I love that part. I plan to work to support myself while I pursue seminary training, give substantial time each week to assist the pastors in various ministries. So he's coming here to help in this church plant endeavor. So just pray for him. He's going to be crossing the country as well. Travel safety. He's trying to get music lessons. That's how he's going to support himself, through giving music lessons and then other odd jobs. So pray that the Lord gives him work and then open doors for ministry. We also have, let me just say this before I have it. I don't have a fancy picture, but Josh and Bobby Kopp are coming here in just a few weeks as well. And that's John's younger brother, Mark's son. And he got a job through UPS. And he's going to be moving here in just a few weeks. So pray for Josh and Bobby. They were here, I don't know if you remember, probably about a month, month and a half ago. And they were in the area. And they're such a blessing. I can't wait for them to be here. Okay, let me blast through this. Gospel Grace to the U. Jonathan is working to have us incorporated as a recognized organization on campus, which opens up doors for advertising, tap into funds that they'll actually just give us to advertise our church and our ministry here, gives us access to the dorms and all of that. And so that's getting all ramped up for this fall. I'd love if you'd talk to Pastor Jonathan a little bit more about that, because he's like bubbling over with what God has done. God's led him to somebody who's a very influential person in the campus, who's just been giving us all kinds of help. And so it's the Lord's work in all of this. And so we're really excited for Gospel Grace to the U. I wanted to tell you a little bit about this. This is something you can pray for me. I work up at the base. That's my bivocationality. So Monday through Thursday, I work 10-hour shifts up at Hill Air Force Base. But the Lord has just opened up ministry opportunities. I want you to pray about some of these things. One is he's let me be a speaker at these special retreats that they're hosting right now at 2 per year, but they may increase that. And at those retreats, there are couples that I get to speak to 4 different times. And I get to talk to them about marriage. And then as the Lord opens up counseling opportunities, I get to talk with them afterwards. And so I'm going to be doing one next month to another group of couples. They're people who one of the spouses has been deployed or is going to get deployed, and I get this opportunity to speak to all of these couples. So pray for that, for gospel opportunities. It's an incredible opportunity to do that. Another one is just biblical counseling. The Lord has opened up opportunities almost daily. I think since I started there in December, there's been more than 200 people. I just get to counsel with God's word. They come with some life situations into my office and sit down, and I get to tell them about the eternal solutions found in Christ. And so just pray that people would be saved through that. I'm doing 2 weekly Bible studies up there. We have about 20 adults that are coming each week during their lunch break to these Bible studies. Some of them are unbelievers. There's some different religious background people that are coming to these to study the Bible. And so just pray that the Lord would rescue some of those people. And then I get an opportunity to write a spiritual care article that goes to about 16,000 people base-wide each quarter. And so I've started to get feedback from that and different relationships and discussions surfacing as a result of that. So just pray. Pray for wisdom, that I have wisdom. Pray for gospel closure. What I mean by that is these seeds are sown that God would bring the increase in those things and people would be saved, and then just strength and endurance as we go. Some new things have happened. We have a new printed book that Introduction to Gospel Grace Church is now, Pastor John put it into a book, so we now have a book for that. There's a new song that was written by Jonathan and Liesel. We sang last week, entitled Seek His Presence. These are just some new things that I'm really excited about. We have new charter members. So each week we've had people joining the church. We have new partners moving to the city. And all of these things should fuel your desire to continue what you started here at Gospel Grace Church. And so by God's grace, we're able to do that. One last thing I'd like to encourage you to do is visit the website. Some of you have been on, some of you haven't. You can listen to all the different sermon series. You can listen to any of them. You can recommend them to a friend. Any of the teaching things, our question sheets that we put out, those are all on the web. You can get those for discussion guides or Bible studies of your own. You can. I put on the sidebar just some of the things you can find there. Core values, our beliefs, our Gospel Grace Church booklet 101, different videos. The gospel, like we give a presentation of the gospel called Five Questions. That's on our website. Will does that. Directions, maps, leaders, bulletins, community, all of that stuff is found on the website. So I want to encourage you to visit that. Pastor John does a fantastic job just updating that and keeping things loaded. And it's a resource for us here at Gospel Grace. Well, that's all I have, and I'm out of time. You're dismissed.